Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The gift of news.
Stay on top of Florida news.
Weather.
Weather can affect everything.
And traffic.
So you don't get stuck on I-75.
Year round.
Year round.
Super important for me to know.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
I'll be back as a tractor.
Excuse me? That wasn't in the movie Terminator, was it?
No.
Yeah. He's going to come back as a tractor. Details on that.
Wow.
Coming up, it is 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. And we're going to have Wilton Simpson on, Florida Ag Commissioner. We're going to ask him about, well, the cold weather, the crops. What's going on there? Are we going to be able to, is it going to impact us? Consumers going to pay more? Farmers going to suffer? Hopefully not. But we are under a freeze warning in our area as we speak. This will go on again during the early morning hours of tomorrow as well, it looks like. So hopefully people are prepared. Hopefully ag can do what they can do. I don't know how much and what they can do, but we will definitely talk to him about that. Maybe we'll ask him about our war against the machines. Yeah.
Mm.
AI is one thing. Very scary. What's the other one? Tractors running on their own without farmers in them.
Is this a horror movie?
It could be.
Mm.
John Deere announced plans to introduce a range of self-driving farm and work vehicles, tractors, dump trucks, even a robotic lawnmower. Hey, wait a second. This might be something good. The company plans a fully autonomous corn and soybean farming system by 2030. Are we still going to be farming with soybeans? When are we going to say,
enough. No. No.
Soybeans.
Making tofu and stuff.
But making men women.
Exactly.
Hello.
Yes. Do your homework there, people.
Yes.
Don't feed those to your boys.
Quartz reports that John Deere is doubling down on its commitment to autonomous technology, the T2000 coming out. Oh, no, wait. That was in the movie.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not,
I was worried
not
for
part
a
of
second.
The story. They first introduced a driverless tractor in 2022.
Now, you mentioned the whole lawnmower thing. They've actually got the little ones that look kind of like, you know, the little vacuum cleaners you got in your house.
We have one of those.
Yeah,
well, it's kind of cool until it torches you. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. Beep. But go ahead.
Well, they do make little lawnmowers like that. I just don't know how well they would cut. I don't know. I've seen them at the big box, hardware stores. Maybe if somebody's got one, I'd love to know. Does it really work?
A runaway lawnmower, could remove the toes of your neighbor. That would not be good.
That'd be
but
bad.
A runaway tractor?
See, that's my point. It could be a farmer's horror movie.
Listen, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear it in the movie,
mm-hmm.
The machines are taking over. And I say that not as jokingly as I did 10 years ago. The machines are taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. AI. Hey, let me ask you something. The AI is going to, as my son said, he goes, yeah, that they could take what would take supercomputers thousands and thousands of years, you know, to give an answer to, and AI can do it in 5 minutes. Okay. All right. Here's what I want AI to do. Take all that snow or water from floods and take it to California and put out the wildfires. Hello? Hey, AI. See, you ain't all that. You ain't all that. That's what I want. Hey, AI, how can we get affordable housing for people so they don't have to live homeless or young people can actually purchase a home and invest in their community and their future? Hey, AI, where are you? Hello? Now, AI is going to be used. It is going to be used against us, the little people. Okay? It's going to enslave us further. It's just like, remember when they came out with computers when they were first talking about it? I don't know about you, but I learned it all at Tomorrowland at Disney. They told me. Look at that. They got it. And it looked like a Mac computer, right, in the kitchen. I'm like, wow, Mom's got it made now. Everything's automated, right? Yeah, our lives aren't nearly as busy as they were. Yeah, right.
Well, but at least computers did do the one thing, and that eliminated all the use of paper.
That's hilarious.
It was supposed to.
Oh, but 30 now, years ago.
Yes.
In 10 years, we'll be a paperless society for sure. Maybe even sooner. Yeah. Well, I remember when they'd say, everybody will be telecommuting and working from home. And it took a pandemic to do it. And then as soon as the pandemic was over, what the control freaks do? You need to be here under the thumb, man. We can't control you if you're at home, which a lot of people can't work from home. They're bozos. They're not disciplined enough to.
But they do know if you're on your computer or not, and they can look at keystrokes and stuff like that. So.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. They will be AI.
Yes.
Yes. AI will say anything. Miss Judy, we noticed you did not log on until 8:19 a.m.,
that sounds like the computer on the original Star Trek.
And didn't take a single keystroke for another 26 minutes. And then, also through our monitors, we smelled egg and bacon cooking.
Wow.
Right? Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Donnie, you're on the air.
Yeah, computers were also supposed to make medical records be a lot easier to find. That hasn't happened. But as far as something else that AI can help with, maybe they can teach Waymo to let the guy out of the car driving around the airport. Boy, this is going to be great when this all happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah. It's like every other thing they promised. By the way, I love it. This is self-teaching, self-taught. There is no such thing. There isn't such a thing. People aren't self-taught. You learn by experience. Ouch.
Mm.
Don't put your hand on the stove, dummy. Some learn sooner than others. But it's going to be garbage in, garbage out. If you've got a bunch of lefties filling this AI machine full of lefty ideas. Now, look, when it comes to straight, hard science, if there is such a thing, when it comes to numbers, figuring out equations.
Yes.
Nothing's going to beat AI. It's going to be huge. It's going to be helpful in that area. When you talk about engineering and applications to weight and stress and architecture.
That'd be awesome.
And making homes maybe better, safer, less prone to disasters, et cetera. There's going to be some great applications. But don't kid yourself. It's going to replace a lot of humans, and they'll do it much, much sooner than the technology is ready for, just like they've done with all these other computers. We could run this radio station in 1935, and we could run it without anything. We had generators.
Mm-hmm.
We had the technology to do it, and we didn't have a problem with it. Now, if Google goes down, we're down. Tell me about the progress in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking on us.
But every piece of technology in here has a hard drive somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Everything.
Hey, do you ever have to reboot your computer? Wait, autonomous vehicle, like autonomous tractors. Now, that might save a farmer some labor. It could turn out to be something good.
Yeah.
But autonomous driving? Hey, I never asked for anybody. I like to drive.
Me too.
Now, that's going to be taken away. Absolutely taken away. You watch and see. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, so I clicked on a YouTube Star Wars, I don't know, I think they call it Panavision, right? And it's AI-generated in 4K, and it looked absolutely incredible. So now that I clicked on that, I get all of this AI stuff, just a ton of it. I get from developers, and AI right now, the 4K stuff is almost indiscernible from real life. Mm-hmm. It is so incredibly good. And what they do is they make the characters from these movies look kind of sort of like the ones from the movies without getting sued, I guess. But it is scary how good it is and how good the voices is. And the thing is that the human movement is almost there. So I don't think it's going to be more than a year where they're coming up with stuff where you talk about deep fakes. They can script stuff and have the characters do whatever they want. And if we had a terrorist event, who knows if it was real or AI generated? My son and I were watching Game of Thrones from, 10 years ago, and that was cutting-edge state-of-the-art graphics. It is garbage compared to what you can do today. You just jump on one of these AI generators, tell it what you want. Oh, the dragon's attacking the people. Well, it looks a heck of a lot better than the millions of dollars they spent in Hollywood producing it.
Oh, yeah. Look, you want to get rid of a politician? I've got a film here of this guy doing very unsavory things with these other people. I saw online somebody who took a family photo of, like, say, mom and dad back in the early 50s, it looks like. And they're turning toward each other and a hug and a kiss. He took the photo, applied AI, and it actually showed movement, and it looked just like it was a video clip, turning, hugging, and kissing mom and dad, which, yeah, that's very cute, very heartwarming. But how can that be applied in a very detrimental way? Oh, no, wait, that's right. We can trust today's media.
Okay.
Well, there's always the FBI. Anyway, Roy, good morning. You're on the air.
Tyler, good morning to you. Here's the thing. I have an issue with AI. First of all, it's going to put people out of work that, the farmers alone. You know, they hire people to work, run the tractors and stuff. Not only does the owner of the farm have to get out and drive, but so do the employees and family members and stuff like that. It's going to put these people out of work. Next thing you know, then somebody else is going to take over the farm, and they're not going to have a job. They're not going to have a home.
Well, and here's the interesting thing. Yeah, they're going to buy their own replacement, possibly, right? But then they're going to go, oh, by the way, yeah, it's autonomous, so it's going to cost you quite a bit more, but look what you're going to save in labor costs. And when you look at it, you're like, oh, okay. If you look at it realistically, you're like, yeah, we'll break even after X amount of years, but what they're not going to factor in is how many times they have to call an IT guy out to the family farm who's making a hell of a lot more than the guy shoveling you-know-what out of the barn.
And when do mega companies own all the farms using automated equipment?
Yeah. These things we ponder and more on the way on the entertainingest show that brings you doom and gloom, death and destruction, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. That's his name. Greg Cassidy.
Yeah. I've not been replaced by AI yet.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could replace David, though, and we could go back in time and get back on that bus. Right? 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.